Okay, Shavua Tov, everybody. We're continuing on in the Rambam Perek Chaf of Hilchos Sanhedrin. So just to review, Perek Chaf began with the Issa D'Oraisa of Naki V'Tzadik Al Tarog, which is an Issa D'Oraisa for Beis Din to give an onesh unless, as the Rambam says, Al De'Ri'iyas Ho'edim U'V'Raya Berura, that even if we know somebody is fully guilty, based on the strongest possible circumstantial evidence, that's not sufficient by Torah standards, by Gzeres HaKasev, to implement a Chiyuv Misa. We said that we have the principle, the Radvaz notices that, of course, you know, an honest person is going to ask the question, you know, what's this all about? Interestingly, we didn't mention this the other day, but the Ran says that's why you have a melech, because, you know, let murderers run around, it's very dangerous. But anyway, the Radvaz comments based on the Sefer Dekra, Kilo Atzdik Rasha, that ultimately the Beis Din, they're there to do their responsibility, but they're not an apotropos, as we said, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, that's the process. It has to be Edim and Araya Berura, and they have to see the whole thing, the Maisa Shvichus Damim, whatever it is, and then a person can be Nidon. So that's the first halacha. Now, halacha Beis, right, goes a step beyond that, right? Let's say, right, we know absolutely that the person did it, right, not based on circumstantial evidence, we have total evidence, but let's say there was a mitigating factor. In this case, a case of ones. A person was coerced to do it. So, kol misha sadavr shachayav in alav misa zbezdin ba'ones, ein bezdin mimisin oso. Ve'afilu haya mitzvah, or mitzuvah, sheyaharig ve'al yavor, avabi shechilal es Hashem. It's a very serious problem, because it's a chilal Hashem. Let's say, somebody put a gun to your head and said, if you don't kill that guy over there, so I'm going to kill you, and you killed him. So, nonetheless, right, so normally Shvichos Damim is your Chayiv Hereg, but this would just be a Chil HaShem. Ho'ol v'hu anos eno nereg, shenemar v'lo nara lo sa sedavar, zo azhar lebezdin, shelo yanshu ha'anos. A person who's anos, right, is not subject to a penalty, and the Rambam has a chiddush that he thinks that it's an Issa D'Oraisa on this bezdin. So the Radvaz draws the logical conclusion. He says, wait a second, so if an Issa D'Oraisa, let's say they went ahead and did it. So would it be a din ritzicha or a din, you know, an issa d'oraisa velanara lo sasa davar? Those are very different kinds of violations, right? As a matter of fact, right, the chinuch even says, based on the Rambam, velanara lo sasa davar, that's a lav shein bo malchus, right? It's a remarkable idea. So in any event, the Radvaz, you know, comments here. He says, "V'nira shimavru bezdin v'arguin aleim onesh horeg nefesh miyisrael, ela onesh lav levad kevan sheyadino sheyharig val yavor velo asa kain." Okay, avalim hayadino sheyavor velo yharig, unless it's on the gimel chamuros or chas hashmad or it's bifnei asar miyisrael harei ukishari yisrael akshirim. Fine. So the Radvaz is certainly correct for the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that's the iser. The iser isn't an iser of shvichas damim. The Isser is an Isser, v'lanara lo sa'asa davar, right? Whether there's Malkos, so that's as the Chinuch relates to. But the truth of the matter is, this is not Muskam Lakol. The Ramban, both in Shoresh Hashmini and in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Hasagos and Mitzvah Resh Tzadi Dalad, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, l'anara lo sa'asa davar is not an Issa D'Oraisa on Bezdin. L'anara lo sa'asa davar is just the Ptur. Meaning, a person who does an avera ba'ones, and lo aleinu, a nara is coerced, somebody assaults her. And also, right, in any case of anos, and a person was coerced to do something, even if, in theory, they had a choice to die, right, you know, and it was a situation of yaharig val yavor, so their pater, you know, I mean, ha'onshin, in terms of bezdin shalmata. There is a whole discussion about bezdin shalmala, but this strong indication that maybe they're pater mitin bezdin shalmala, with the exception of this chil Hashem issue. But that's a side issue. Okay, so the Ramban says it's a ptur. Oh, so what would emerge? L'shitas haRamban, the iser in such a case is an iser of shvichas damim. The iser on bezdin an iser of shvichas damim. L'anar lo sa'asa davar isn't the iser to give a person a penalty who doesn't deserve it because it was ba'anos. Right, so that's only patur. That's why you don't give the person the punishment. If you go ahead and give the person the punishment, so you could be chayiv mishum shvichos damim. If you give them misa as best, and if you give them malkos, that'd be chayiv you know, mishum, you know, pen yosef lakoso makra abav, niklachi chalenacha. So it's a machlokas, Rambam, Ramban, what exactly the nature of the violation would be for Bastin, shalmata, to implement a punishment, either, again, alav, alav nara lo sasa davar, that's shitas Rambam, or the Ramban, whatever the particular aveira is, la nara lo sasa davar is only ptur. So again, a major nafkamina between these two gedolei harishonim.